Welcome to the Adventures of Red Knight. For news and updates about the podcast, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Red Knight Stories. Once upon a time, in the faraway Kingdom of Kingdom, there lived a princess and her many knights. All of the knights were strong and brave and bold. But no knight was as strong or brave or bold as...
Red Knight! The greatest knight in all the land.
Chapter 58, A Nightmare on Helm Street. It was a bright, crisp morning in the magical Kingdom of Kingdom. Red Knight was at home eating breakfast and reading the latest issue of Mustache's monthly magazine when he heard a knock on his front door.
Good gracious, I wonder who that could be. That's strange, there doesn't seem to be anyone here. But look, someone left a package on the doorstep. I say, they certainly went through a great deal of trouble to wrap it nicely. I wonder what it could be. My word, what a magnificent helmet! Bright and shiny red, with what appears to be the most magnificent plume I have ever seen. And what's this? A note? Let's see what it says. Dear Red Knight, I'm sorry I missed your dumb birthday this year. Here is a present to say I'm sorry. Hold on. Don't say I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Wait, what are you doing? Stop writing, you dumb goblin. You don't have to jot down everything I say. No, don't write that down either. Oh, whatever. Here is a cool helmet that ain't cursed or nothing. Happy B-Day, X's and O's, Katie. Well, I don't remember meeting anyone named Katie, but they seem to be quite a charming and thoughtful individual. This beautiful and not at all cursed helmet must have cost them a fortune. I think I shall put it on straight away. Why, it fits perfectly! I shall have to remember to send Katie a thank you note. But for now, I have an important appointment with Princess Pearl at her castle. To the castle, with all haste!
Red Knight raced around his house to the stable where Flopsy, the giant rabbit, lived. Instead of her usual enthusiastic greeting, Flopsy gave Red Knight a sullen, unfriendly stare.
Rise and shine, Flopsy! Another adventure-filled day awaits us! Good gracious, Flopsy, are you feeling all right? You don't seem to be yourself this morning. Oh, well, you stay here and take care of yourself. I shall go to the castle by myself. It is a beautiful day for a walk in any case. Ah, well, that is unfortunate, but adversity is the spice of life. Onward to the castle!
Red Knight jogged to Princess Pearl's castle as freezing rain began to pour from the sky. Lightning and thunder roared as he ran, and it wasn't long before he was shivering from cold.
Drat and bother! Adversity is one thing, but this weather is simply atrocious! I wonder where this storm came from. Purple Knight had better not be messing about with weather magic again, or Princess Pearl is going to be very cross with him.
Red Knight finally made it to the castle, soggy and surly, and was surprised at what he found.
What? What has happened to the castle? Someone has reconstructed the gate to look like a giant dragon's mouth. I'd better get to the bottom of this straight away.
Red Knight rushed across the drawbridge and through the leering stone jaws of the castle gate. He dashed through the once green courtyard, now devoid of all vegetation and paved over with ugly black stone. He reached the entrance to the castle and saw Pink Knight pulling on the door with all her might.
Oh, darn it! Stupid door!
Ah, Pink Knight, thank goodness!
Hatshoo! Ugh! Hey, Red Knight.
My word, Pink Knight, are you sick?
Hatshoo! Yeah, I've got a cold again.
A cold? Again? I can't even remember the last time you were sick.
Are you kidding me? I'm sick all the time! Hatshoo!
What on earth is going on around here?
Hey, can you help me open this door? I think it's stuck.
Oh, I suppose so. Though if you, the strongest knight in all the land, can't open it, I'm not certain what use I'm going to be.
What? Strongest knight? Do you think you're being funny?
No.
Stop being a turkey and open the door.
Now, there's no need to be testy. Good gracious, the door wasn't stuck at all.
Oh, thanks. You gonna watch the ceremony today?
Ceremony? What ceremony?
Green Knight's gonna get some sort of medal.
Really? He didn't tell me that.
Sure he did. It's all he's been talking about all week. Anyway, see you at the event.
Achoo! Now, I know that I'm not always the most attentive brother, but I am certain that I will remember that Green Knight is getting an award. I suppose I should go ask the princess about it, and about all the other strange things going on.
It's nice to
Good gracious! The castle is filled with goblins!
Oh, hello, Mr. Red Knight.
Long time no see.
What are you doing here?
We thought you were banished.
What? Me? Banished? Where on earth would you get such a preposterous idea?
Because the king said so?
On account of you being a giant pain in his backside.
His words, not ours.
King? What king? What are you talking about?
All right. Everyone settle down and let's get this show on the road.
King Dragon.
What? Red Knight, what are you doing here? I thought I banished you.
Piffle Snout, you did no such thing. And even if you had, which you haven't, I wouldn't pay any attention because you are not the boss of me.
He's not?
I thought he was. Isn't he the king?
Yeah, King Dragon. It's in the name. And what I say goes.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. What have you done with the princess?
Princess? What princess?
Princess Pearl, obviously.
What are you talking about, man? Are you having a stroke?
Can you smell burning toast, Mr. Red Knight?
I can!
Me too!
Oh no! My toast is burning!
I hope you made enough for everyone.
Look, if you ain't even gonna try to make a lick of sense, then be quiet! I've got an award to give out!
And it's about time, too! What's the holdup?
Green Knight, thank goodness you're here! I need your help!
Yeah. What else is new?
Good gracious, what a thing to say! And my word, what an incredibly large plume you have in your helmet! It's a bit ostentatious, don't you think?
Listen, when I want your opinion, I'll tell you what it is, alright? Now, aren't I due an award?
Oh, heck yeah, you are! In recognition of your service to me, King Dragon, who is definitely in charge around here, I award you the medal of being totally awesome all the time, always. This officially makes you the greatest knight in all the land.
Hooray!
Woo-hoo!
Great job, Mr. Green Knight.
I always believed in you.
Thank you. I couldn't have done this without all of you. Well, I say that, but I probably could have.
You're right, he's right.
What on earth is going on around here? It's as though everything is backwards and upside down at the same time.
You're just jealous because you're such a lousy knight.
Yeah, why don't you get out of here? Your jealousy's stinking the place up.
I won't be going anywhere until someone explains what's going on.
Fine, then maybe a vacation in the dungeons will change your mind. Goblins, get them!
Right you are, bud!
Let's get them, boys!
Woohoo!
Hey, unhand me, you cads! Green Knight, help!
Ha! As if! Chuck him in jail! Throw him in the scorpion pit!
Throw him in the what? Absolutely not! It is time to make a strategic withdrawal!
Don't just stand there, you turkeys!
Yeah, get him!
Whatever you say!
Let's get after him!
Red Knight raced through the castle with the goblins hot on his heels. He ran upstairs and down hallways, through rooms, and finally out onto a balcony.
Oh, drat and bother! I knew I should have taken a left turn at the cotton candy room.
Oh, what a fun chase!
You're very fast, Mr. Red Knight,
but we've got you now.
You sure do.
Ha-ha! That's what you think! Rutabaga!
Ooh! That's a cool sword. I want one.
But even you can't fight all of us.
True! That's why it's time for me to use Emerald Power! Ha-ha!
Ooh!
Mr. Red Knight just made a magic vine whip
and he's swinging across the castle courtyard!
Ha-ha! Let's see you catch me now!
He certainly looks majestic.
Oh, look! He's doing tricks!
Yeah, I'm spinning out of control! Good gracious, this is much harder than I thought it would be.
Uh-oh.
I think he's gonna crash.
Head into Purple Knight's tower!
Watch out, Mr. Red Knight!
Ha! You won't trick me, you pesky goblins! Ouch! Holy horseradish! Hello, Purple Knight.
Red Knight, what do you think you're doing crashing through my window? Ain't you ever heard of using a door?
An excellent idea. I shall certainly endeavor to do so next time.
Here, let me help you up. Captain Zord, go get our guest some tea.
Sure thing. Do you take milk or sugar?
Captain Zord, what are you doing here?
Are you kidding me? I live here. All this magic stuff is so cool.
The good captain here is my apprentice. And a darn good apprentice he is, too.
Shucks, you're just saying that.
No, I mean it. You're a natural.
What?
1 second, Red Knight. I'm going to fix this window with a quick spell.
No, wait. You'll just make everything worse. Good gracious, what was that?
What was what?
What you did just then? You just used a magic spell and nothing went wrong. The glass didn't explode or turn into spiders or anything.
Of course not. Why would they?
But you didn't even say a rhyme.
A rhyme? For a magic spell? What is this, amateur hour? That's rookie stuff.
Are you feeling okay? Did you bonk your head or something?
I feel as though I must have. Everything is wrong. King Dragon is in charge of the castle. Green Knight is the greatest knight in all the land. Pink Knight is sickly and weak. Purple Knight is competent. And now Captain Zort is being polite.
Speaking of which, your tea is ready.
Huh, now that you've mentioned it, your aura's got a real strange glow to it.
Oh, does it?
Maybe he's under some sort of spell.
That's just what I was thinking.
What? I'm under an enchantment?
Sounds like it. When did all the weird stuff start?
I suppose after I put on that splendid birthday helmet.
I bet it was cursed.
Good gracious, really?
Captain Zort, why don't you go ahead and grab me the curse catalog?
Way ahead of you. Here you go.
Why, thank you kindly. Let's see here. We got breastplate curses and gauntlet curses. Aha! Here we go! Helmet curses! And look at that! Just what I thought!
What is it?
This sounds like a classic Aurora curse!
Ha ha! I thought so!
What does that mean?
It means the second you put that helmet on, you fell asleep!
Does that mean that all of this has been a bad dream?
Sounds like it! Why don't we test it? Who's a person you haven't seen yet today?
I suppose I haven't seen the princess yet today.
What? Do you mean Princess Pearl?
Uh-oh!
Uh-oh? What do you mean, uh-oh?
All right, you turkeys. Surrender the castle or I'll blow it to smithereens.
My word, look out there.
That's Princess Pearl. And she is surrounded by a horde of gnomes.
Good gracious, they're attacking the castle.
Of course they are.
That mean old princess out there is always plotting and scheming to take over the kingdom.
Well, that settles it. This must be a dream. The good news is, all I have to do is wake up and everything will go back to normal.
How are you gonna do that?
I don't know. Purple Knight, do you have any ideas?
Well, let's see. I've noticed that in my dreams, if I take a big fall, I always wake up before I hit the ground.
I guess the red guy could jump out the window.
I'm not going to jump out the window.
What if I don't wake up before I hit the ground?
No problem. You won't have any time to regret it.
Yeah, don't be such a chicken.
I am not jumping out a window.
Hey, I don't want to scare anybody, but it looks like that crazy princess blasted through the castle walls and is heading this way.
All right, Purple Knight, you big goose. I know you're in there. Come down and surrender yourself, or I'll blow this dumb tower of yours sky high.
Uh-oh, she sounds pretty serious.
We'd better wake you up pronto. Hold still.
Ow! Hey, why did you slap me?
I thought it would wake you up. Did it work?
Obviously not.
Maybe I should try again.
Don't you dare. I got an idea. If everything's backwards like you say it is, how about I use a spell to turn you inside out?
Absolutely not. That is the worst idea yet.
Ah, good gracious. Why did you just dump water all over me?
I'm just trying stuff out. Are you awake yet?
No, I am not.
Bummer.
Maybe you could try and go to sleep inside the dream. Sort of like a double negative situation.
How am I to get to sleep with an explosion-heavy princess knocking on the door?
Oh, that's my ear! What are you doing?
Are you awake?
No! Stop helping!
Yeesh, you're a real grumpy pants.
Does anyone have any ideas that do not involve injury or death?
I guess you could just try and take the helmet off.
Why didn't you start with that?
Because it might work, but...
But what?
But it might also scramble your brain into custard.
Are we talking creme brulee or flan?
Closer to flan, I think.
Gross, I hate flan.
Good gracious, all of these options are terrible.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me, Princess Pearl.
Oh, right.
Quick, take the helmet off.
But what if it scrambles my brain?
Don't be such a baby.
Get them, my gnomes.
Ooh, here goes everything. Ooh, good gracious.
Hey, he's waking up.
Oh, thank goodness.
Me, Red Knight, are you okay?
I think so. Is my... my brain scrambled? I don't think so. Should it be?
Of course not.
Where am I?
Purple Knight's tower. I found you passed out in your doorway and took you here straight away.
And it's a good thing, too. That was a pretty nasty curse on that helmet there. Ain't that right, Mortimer?
Meep, 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 meep. Red Knight, what have I told you about putting on strange armor?
To not to. But I had the most incredible dream. And you? And you? And you were there!
Where did this helmet even come from?
The note said that it was a late birthday present from someone named Katie.
Katie?
Katie who?
Oh my gosh, Katie! K.D. King Dragon!
Good gracious, do you think so?
Oh, that sneaky sneak! The next time I see him, I'm gonna throw him into next week!
Meep, 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 meep!
That's a good point, Mortimer. I don't imagine we'll see his scaling tail around here anytime soon!
Booyah, baby! Ha-ha, it's me, King Dragon! And I'm here to loot all this old dude's magic junk!
Woohoo!
Let's go, boy!
I love stealing!
Well, speak of the devil!
What? Red Knight?
And Pink Knight.
And Green Knight.
And Purple Knight.
And Mortimer.
It's nice to see everyone.
What are you doing awake? And what are all these turkeys doing here?
Just the dragon I wanted to see. Get your butt over here so I can kick it.
Oh, snap. Run for it, boys.
After
him.
Get back here.
Get him.
Meep, meep.
And so, the knights chased the dragon and his goblin minions all the way back to the Searing Mountains. As they were walking back to the castle, Red Knight promised Green Knight he would stop putting on strange armor he found on the ground.
What a strange but exciting adventure!
Oh, all of that sleeping has left me quite tuckered out.
I think it will be an early bedtime for Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land!
The end. Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Red Knight. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit us online at redknightstories.com. We'll see you next time.